Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to break down why an app like Robinhood can afford to give everybody free trades. Let's get the pen and paper out. Hey everyone, this is Dominique Henderson with DJH Capital Management, your CFP here on YouTube, helping you to do more with your life and money around the themes of financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. And today, I want to break down one of the oldest profit centers around in investment management. That's right. There are apps out there like Robinhood. I recently did a video on this. And so I wanted to break down why, in fact, they can afford to give everyone free trades. It's a very little known subject that they don't disclose a lot of information on. But I'm going to break it down to you today. So let's get started. By the way, make sure you subscribe to the channel. As your CFP here on YouTube, I want you to send me all your questions around financial topics so that I can get back to you as soon as possible with a video or an answer to help you out. Now, some time ago, I read this book called Big Data, and I don't remember who the author was, but I'll link it down in the show notes. But this is what the premise of the book was. It was around the fact that we as consumers in this highly digital society are always using information. And we're leaving our data around almost like a breadcrumb trail for companies like Facebook or Google or even YouTube and Robinhood to pick up those breadcrumbs of data and sell that data to firms that may be interested in it. And so I want you to kind of think about that premise, because they are definitely right. This is how an app like Robinhood can make a lot of money from offering free trades. Imagine for just a minute that you are Chick-fil-A, right? And if there was a way that you could find out how many people were going to buy chicken sandwiches and fries and shakes and all the other kind of stuff that Chick-fil-A sells, if you were able to get a hold of how much sales you would have essentially from that data, that would be very valuable to you. You would know how much bread you need to buy, how much lettuce you need to buy. There would be absolutely no waste, and you could basically predict the future. Well, to a certain extent, this is how Robinhood makes its money. It's called order flow. The function of a broker-dealer is a very, very needed function. So let's just go through that for just a second. If you're in the stock market and you want to buy Apple and I want to sell Apple, we have no way of knowing how to get in contact with each other. And so what a broker does is come in between your buy and my sell and matches us up. Now, the interesting thing is the broker takes a fee, and it's a very small fractional fee. Pennies on the dollar, literally, or pennies per share, fractional money that goes towards this market making function. But what happens when the broker or the middleman begins to start to sell this data or route this data to certain different exchanges or firms for different reasons? Maybe it's not just for the function of hooking up a buyer and a seller. It could be that some of that data shows how many people want to buy Apple or Facebook on a particular day at a certain price. So there's all different types of order types and different flows, and we can talk about that at another time. But just go back to this Chick-fil-A example that I gave you earlier. What would happen if Chick-fil-A knew all that information? They would want to pay a lot of money for knowing how many chicken sandwiches they would have to sell in a given year. And so think about a third party that has access or would buy access from Robinhood in order to know how many people want to buy Facebook on one day at a certain price. These particular third-party firms buy data by the bundles. TD Ameritrade, Robinhood, Schwab, all these different firms sell this data. There's some firms that don't, but if you ever want to know if your broker sells your data to third-party firms like high-frequency trading firms that can use this data to profit and possibly trade around you, all you need to do is just Google whatever your firm's name is and type in SEC 606 report. This is the report and this is the disclosure that these firms, Robinhood and others that sell data, are required to file with the SEC to make sure that they are practicing what is called best execution, which basically this means they're doing the best that they can with their customers' orders in order to execute them buys and sells in a reasonable fashion. Now, is this a conflict of interest? Probably. If a firm like Robinhood is selling my data, buys and sells, and what I want to buy and sell to another firm so that that firm can have an unfair advantage over me, then yes, that's a conflict of interest. As a market maker or as a broker, yes, they are supposed to link up buyers and sellers, but whether or not they take that information and do something else with it so that another third party could profit, it kind of depends on your own ethics and your own morals. What I would say about this after 20 years in the industry is that by and large, this function does not affect the small retail investor like you. If you are the type of person that is going to buy a stock and hold it for a very, very long time, then pennies on the share is really not going to move the needle in regards to your investment goals. What I would say though is if you are a larger trader or if you try to trade on a short term or if you try to day trade, this process could really affect your profits. Now, if you want to learn more about high frequency trading, I highly recommend a book by Michael Lewis called Flash Boys, which outlines this practice in much more detail. I'll also link some articles down in the show notes so that you can read up a little bit more on this, because one of the big boys were fined earlier this year for just this practice. And if you ever want to know anything else about financial topics, make sure you hit that subscribe button and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.